This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I'll read a story today from Hazel Wahlberg's book, Remembrances. It tells the story of Bob Berglund, United States Secretary of Agriculture, during the Jimmy Carter administration. Bob's funeral was held yesterday, and the community has lost a charming and interesting man. He and his wife, Helen, were members of our Roseau County Historical Society, and he served on our board for some time also. This story, included in Remembrances, was written by his mother, Mabel Berglund. Bob Berglund was born in Roseau, Minnesota on July 22, 1928, to Mr. and Mrs. Selmer B. Berglund. Dr. Delmer Sr., who delivered him on a Sunday morning, came to the visitor's room and told his father that he had an 8-pound baby boy and he was born with a monkey wrench in his hand. As a child, he was always considerate of others. He had many friends who would come and play. We, his parents, lived within walking distance of town. One day, he had been outside playing in the shallow Roseau River that flowed by our farmyard and had gotten awful dirty playing in the mud and digging in the garden with wet clothes. He came to me and asked excitedly, "Who do you think I am?" I was so busy I hadn't seen his condition, and I replied, "Tarzan." "The lady that walked by here is right," he exclaimed. "She said I was so dirty my mother wouldn't even know me." Bob always had a fondness for our small barnyard animals, and after we butchered them, he wouldn't eat that meat, at least for quite some time afterwards. We were very hard up in those days, so the gifts for our children were few. We did buy a red sled for Christmas for them, and it had to be for all our children together. Bob was about 8 years old at the time. They had all gotten their instructions that they had to share it equally. One day, they took it out to slide down the riverbank. The younger brother came in crying and said Bob wouldn't let him use the sled. I went out and notified Bob that he had to share the sled with Phil and let him use it half the time. He answered me, "Well, Mom, I do give him the sled half of the time. I use it going down the hill and he uses it coming up." When Bob was about 12 years old, he longed so for a bicycle. He would spend hours just gazing at them longingly in the Sears and Ward's catalogs until he wore those pages out. We couldn't possibly afford to buy him one, but one year each child got a ticket on a bike to be given away at the fair. I carried the 3 stubs in my purse and saw to it that Bob was with me that day they were drawing, just in case, and they drew one of our tickets. Bob knew what our numbers were, so he dashed up on the stage, not knowing he needed the stub, and I got so excited I couldn't find the stub right away. He was about in tears when they told him he had to have a stub. By that time, I had found it. He didn't know how to ride it, so he pushed it home about 2 miles. After drying his tears and I drying mine, he said, "Mom, I prayed for this. Now I know God answers prayers." He was active in 4-H. He had great skill in creating things such as building small boats, model airplanes. I understand he still makes them. He says he comes home dead tired and he can go to his workshop in their basement and he can just forget everything else but the planes he is working on. When Bob was about 14, he built a tugboat of some old and some new boards to play with in the river. Yes, it floated when he got it all done. The only power he had was himself and one oar. Later, when he got better healed, he built one of plywood. It was smaller but more luxurious than the first one. This was propelled with a blade in the back, run also by human power. Bob graduated from high school in 1946. That fall, he entered the Agriculture College in St. Paul. Besides his course in agriculture economics, he also took a course in public speaking. He would practice at 4-H meetings in the area. We had a letter from the professor teaching that course, and he advised us that Bob should continue his education further in this line, because he seemed to be cut out for that. Of course, we weren't interested in that line for him. We wanted him to go to school to learn new farming methods. So that is as far as he went in public speaking education. After finishing his school there, he came home and looked for some kind of work in the winters, or when there was no farming to do. He got a job working for the Minnesota Farmers Union as field man on membership work. He was paid according to the number of members he signed up. He thought that was a slow way to get rich, so he began to look for something better. He was joined in wedlock to Helen Grahn in June of 1950. She was a farm girl, the daughter of Pauline and Felix Grahn, living 5 miles east of Roseau. To this union were born 2 girls and 5 boys. We helped them build a small house on our farm, and they lived there until their family got too big in number. Then they rented a bigger house in Roseau. I'll read more about Bob next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's stories.